You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Must still approve it, and many are against it, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
So my hope is that we're going to be able to convince enough of our Democratic colleagues to join us in this effort. Without them, we can't stop it.
He spoke earlier to Fox News, and some Democrats are skeptical, including New York Representative Steve Israel, who says a lot of questions remain.
Lifting of the embargo on conventional arms and missiles. The IAEA verification process.
Earlier today, Vice President Joe Biden held a meeting with congressional Democrats to discuss the deal. Greece's parliament is expected to vote later today on the austerity bill required to get a new bailout package. But many members are slamming the agreement Greece reached with its European creditors. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye, hear ye!
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama just held a press conference on the Iran nuclear deal.
We cut off every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear program.
But Congress must still approve it, and many are against it, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
So my hope is that we're going to be able to convince enough of our Democratic colleagues to join us in this effort. Without them, we can't stop it.
He spoke earlier to Fox News, and some Democrats are skeptical, including New York Representative Steve Israel, who says a lot of questions remain.
Lifting of the embargo on conventional arms and missiles. The IAEA verification process.
Earlier today, Vice President Joe Biden held a meeting with congressional Democrats to discuss the deal. Greece's parliament is expected to vote later today on the austerity bill required to get a new bailout package. But many members are slamming the agreement Greece reached with its European creditors. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Now they just go to ChristianPress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced, so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com. ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours!
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
All right, Jeannie Murphy here, Talented People. We're continuing on 4 to 5 o'clock hour. It's already 4:11. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, July 15th. I am pretty excited because I hear my business partner, Colleen Kelly, in the studio here. We haven't seen her in a while on the radio. She's the producer of the television show, Talented People, so she's always running around and busy. So I hear her coming in, so that's great. So we could share some information and updates with you. I hope you enjoyed the conversation we just had with the marketing director and vice president of Unity Bank, Rosemary Fellner. I personally want to tell you about this Unity Bank. They are just fantastic people. And I've got to say, Talented People, you hear every week us talking to great people. But, you know, they really are a call out to the fact that they're providing this awesome opportunity for the nonprofits in the state of New Jersey. It is going to be a day in just amazement, if you ask me, because if you're a nonprofit out there, I don't know if you've actually had to go and call on benefactors and pitch your story or try to find your messaging or try to distinguish yourself to others. And, you know, a lot of times it could be like just a little person starting up with a great idea, wants to help out, like the change, perhaps provide assistance to someone. I don't know what. It could be cancer. It could be pets. It could be neighbors and children and homeless. But, you know, normally it starts off with one person with a passion, and sometimes they burn out and they just don't understand how to get their, you know, business. It is a business on track. So stay with us for a second or two here. I'm going to go to the break, and then we're going to talk about the event coming up at the Palace.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved, because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Lessons from the leaders. We've put together an agenda that offers a wide range of educational topics, including how to differentiate your company from others in the marketplace, and all the way to receiving loyalty from benefactors. We believe in nonprofits. We believe in their passion. We believe in their mission. We want to know where they started and where they're headed to, and we want to support them with the resources that we have available. If this is your philosophy and you'd like to help us make a difference to nonprofits in the state of New Jersey, then become a partner with us. It will be a very worthwhile experience for yourself and your company.
That was our introduction for sponsors to support the nonprofit. So if you've been listening, Colleen Kelly's in studio here, Talented People. We're talking about the upcoming event. We've got to tell you about these amazing keynote speakers, two of them that are going to be presenting to the nonprofits. First one is Michelle Skirkup. She's the CEO and president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, and she'll be starting off the morning. It's a full-day event. We've got sessions in between all day through, and then the final keynote is by our Hunterdon County resident. He is the founder of Flemington Car and Country, the chairman of Somerset Patriots. He's also an award-winning filmmaker and a philanthropist, and he's going to talk about creating loyalty and what does a benefactor look for in a nonprofit. If you have a friend or a family member, or if you are a nonprofit in the state of New Jersey, and you may be sitting there saying, you know what, this is just too hard. It's a competitive place. There's a lot of nonprofits. I don't know where to start. How do I get funding? I mean, there's so many questions. Or if you're actually an experienced nonprofit that wants to be able to meet with almost everyone that could be on the target list and learning about everything from grant writing to how to prepare, how to make sure your board members are interacting, how to market yourself better, communication messaging and everything, we want you to attend the event on October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park. And you can look it up and see best practices for nonprofits, lessons from the leaders on Eventbrite and on the website MariahMedia with 2Rs.com because Mariah Media, we are one of the presenting sponsors. Colleen Kelly is in the studio right now. Colleen, tell us about, you know, what's going on with the event.
Well, I want to step back a minute because you just said we're going to have this for them. But I'd also like to encourage any foundation to attend this event because the nonprofits really need to meet you, learn about what the process is for you to support their nonprofit. And we just, you know, would like to hear from you. I think that would make it a well-rounded event. So we're going to reach out to all the foundations that are out there that are actually, you know, supporting these nonprofits throughout the state.
Absolutely.
So the whole day is just going to be filled with information, and it's at the most beautiful facility, the Palace at Somerset Park, which is almost like a little,
palace.
Yes, in itself. So I just feel like it's going to be a very worthwhile and rewarding event for anyone that attends, and we're really excited about it. We're really excited about sponsoring it, and we're really excited about teaming up with Unity Bank.
Yes, Unity Bank, their mission is so in the same channel as Mariah Media. I just had the most enjoyable conversation with the Vice President and Marketing Director, Rosemary Fellner. She was talking all about, you know, what they look for, and she's going to be on the panel, as a matter of fact, at the Palace that day, where we're going to have a drawing. If you're out there and you're going to register, you need to go and register before September 1st online. There's an early bird special right now through the end of July, but if you register on Eventbrite for the Palace, if you're a nonprofit, you will be qualified to be in the drawing where you may have the opportunity, one of five very, very fortunate individuals, to stand up in front of our panel of distinguished experts. experts on receiving funding, grant writing, and the entire process of pitching your nonprofit to a to those that may want to support you, and you're going to get feedback. I can't even imagine how valuable that's going to be with the feedback, even what Rosemary was talking about, because like Steve Califer and Unity Bank, they get hundreds of requests on a monthly basis for some type of support. But the support ranges from, you know, actually writing a check to being featured in a branch at Unity Bank where you're doing good in the community for a whole month, including all of the things that they do in social media and otherwise. But that pitch has to be so razor blade sharp, because you only have the attention of someone for a couple of minutes.
And also the whole social media component and using social media to your advantage. We're really going to delve into that and crowdfunding. There's so many ways that nonprofits can grow, and we're going to cover all of those opportunities that are available, because we really do support the nonprofits. You're doing good for the community, and you really need to sustain yourself. Nonprofits need sustainability.
And to be able to understand what will make your organization kind of endeared upon by the benefactors, so that they will be there when you need a re-up. If you run out of money and they know that you're trying, you don't have to be ashamed to say you ran out. What you accomplished is what to put on the on that re-up, I guess, top of the list. What did you do? Not what did you not do? Because those loyalty benefactors are what keep you in the game for the long haul. And it just usually every business takes a little time to grow. So, understanding that and being confident about it is what you're going to find out on that day. And enlightened and be around people who have actually been there, seen it, done it, and now can share it with you and want to. So we are so excited, as you can tell. And again, you can sign up for it. You should take advantage of the early bird special for registration if you're a nonprofit, online and on Eventbrite. Anything else you want to share about that one? Because I want to also talk about Paint the View.
Well, I think we covered pretty much everything with a nonprofit. We just really look forward to getting everyone together. We expect this to be one of the largest gathering of New Jersey nonprofits events and this year. So it's really going to be something, and I don't think anybody would want to miss it.
And I don't think that anyone, really, you could not pack a target list into a year and get meetings or be able to be in front of all of these people that you can be in front of, including Unity Bank, because Unity Bank is saying, you know what? I want to know who you are, and I want to know what you're up to, because even though they get hundreds of requests, they're supporting this so that they can actually get one-on-one. I don't need a piece of paper in the mail. I don't need an email. I want to see you and know what you're doing. So the fact that the networking opportunity is there to meet directly with all of these, including philanthropists directly, and learn from the best, it's just an opportunity you can't miss.
It's going to be an exciting day, mm-hmm. and very informative, and we're going to have some fun too. So
absolutely, we only go places that are fun. That's the one rule.
No boring.
Colleen Kelly and Jeannie Murphy are known for one important thing, aside from trying to do as good as we can, is having fun. What about let's talk about the event at Hawk Point Golf Country Club coming up on October 12th.
Okay, that is a golf outing. It's the Mariah Foundation's first golf outing. They are supporting the Children's Hospital at St. Peter's Hospital, University Hospital, excuse me. And all of the proceeds from this event will support the Children's Hospital. And we're just so excited. Oh, bleh.
God, that's funny. Well, you're a producer of television, Joe. we're on live radio right now. So with the golf outing, like you were saying, so basically the St. Peter's Healthcare System, it's like one of the premier children family with infant neonatal products and taking care of the babies so well, that the Mariah Foundation selected them to be the recipient of their net proceeds through about March of 2016. So they're out there right now looking for sponsors, baskets, donations, and golfers.
Right. It's going to be a great day. And Hawk Point is a really challenging, nice course to play. And we're looking forward to a really great afternoon. We'd love to have the community support for a really worthy cause.
And you know what? We need baskets and raffle items. Silent auction items. We need to have, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people who actually want to make a difference.
Tea sponsors.
Yep. So how would someone go about that? MariahFoundation.org is the sign up for that?
Yes, you can sign up to play golf or to sponsor right on MariahFoundation.org. If you on the homepage, you'll see a link to the golf outing that we're having. And it's for a really great cause.
Yeah, it really is. So now that's the second event, Mariah Foundation's nonprofit support of St. Peter's at Hawk Point Golf Club on October 12th. Then we have the Palace with Unity Bank and Mariah Media for nonprofits at the Palace on October 8th. And then we have Paint the View October 24th. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, this is really exciting.
It really is.
Paint the View started last year. We had our first Paint the View, and it happened where we have this beautiful property where we work and Jeannie lives, and people would stop by all the time and say, oh my gosh, can I take a picture of this view, or I'd love to paint that view. So when we were talking about raising money for the Mariah Foundation, we decided that this would be a great opportunity to gather artists together and have them paint the view and then donate their paintings for charity. And we came up with this idea and did it really fast. We gave ourselves only a couple weeks of lead time because we wanted to get the artists out there before the end of the summer. So we used our marketing and PR skills and we put them in full force, and we're so surprised, pleasantly surprised, how many artists actually showed up to paint the view and donated their artwork. And then we had a really grand event afterwards called Pay It Forward at Copper Hill Country Club. And that was very near and dear to my heart because I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. And when I was sick and unable to work, the community came out to help me, so I really wanted to pay it forward now that I am doing well and in remission. And it was just a really amazing experience. And Paint the View, the artwork that came out of that event is so beautiful, and we just want to continue it going because everybody that we talk to about Paint the View is excited about it.
Yeah, it's something to me, because again, like, you know, since 10th grade in high school, Colleen and I, and a lot of you out there who know who we are and which the class of 82 at 100 Central, you know the property and have hung out there at, you know, Manners Road and Ringo's. And we, you know, we just wanted to do something different. And so when we put it together, you know, it just seemed natural. But it's so rewarding to see how everybody really does. They care about either supporting the arts or being an artist or be able to buy the paintings, loving the views, not only the one that we happen to see it just resonate with, but across the country now. This is what I think is so exciting, because it's not about just one view. Everybody has their favorite view. In fact, if you go and look at the Paint the View website and see, which I was laughing about during the break with some of the people here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce and Unity Bank, we were talking about, you know, artists see things differently. So even though we had this Paint the View, we have paintings of people painting the barns, you know, a leaf, you know, they want to paint their own views of their own backyards. They want to paint, you know, their own cities, some monuments.
Well, there's also, we had a spray paint artist who came and did everything a little differently than everyone else. And I think that's what art is. Art is, you know, in the eye of the beholder, and there's so many different mediums that the artist used, not just oil paint, but we had spray paint and we had photographers there and
poets.
Yeah, we had poetry. It was really an exciting thing, and we just want to see it grow because it's something that we can see taking across this beautiful nation of ours. We'd love to see every view.
That's right. So I say, if you're out there listening and you have interest in hosting a Paint the View event at your property, then all you have to do is get in touch. You can go to painttheview.com and you'll be able to get contact information for both Colleen and I. And then on October 24th, we're going to push to have paintings and artists at different locations across the country so that we can actually receive those back and then auction them off for charity. So get in touch with us if you are an art person.
And one thing I want to mention is, if you are an artist and you want to get your artwork featured on Paint the View, that this is one of the benefits of coming out, because you're coming out and you're donating your art and your time to a worthy cause, but you'll also get a lot of marketing and PR, you know, out of this if you wish to have it. We'll feature you and your artwork on Paint the View, and we will put out press releases and put you on social media. So you're going to, you know, artists will, they gain a lot out of this too. That's what I love about the program. Everybody wins.
It is an everybody wins event. I mean, in so many different ways, and it is very exciting to see it growing. Proud to be involved with all of the
and we're raising money for charity, so you do good follows.
Absolutely. And you know what, that's another point. If you're out there and you are a nonprofit that has a some type of connection with this Paint the View artistry or children's initiatives for fundraising, then make sure you do get in touch, because the Mariah Foundation is also, again, we are collecting money for donations to be distributed out to nonprofits that make sense through the arts and otherwise. So don't hesitate to get in touch with us. We, again, all you have to do is host an event at your location. And you'll get the feel for how good the good is when they're on location with you, because it's such a passionate, wonderful mission.
And it's a very relaxing event to attend when you walk around and watch all the artists in their environment. Now, some of them gather together and others like to go off in their own spaces and, you know, do their own thing. So it's really exciting. I'm excited about this.
Me
event.
Too. I'm so
because
excited.
You know, my family is all artists, so for us this is really something that we can put our backs behind and get together, and we think that it could just take off.
Absolutely. And we do know that just from the small little introduction of it 1 year ago, we can tell it already is. And we've got some people listening out there that we know, you know, could help us actually make that happen a little faster by getting the word out to people that are in your own networks about Paint the View. It's easy to describe what we're doing because it's simple. And that's why I think people like it so much, is people love views. They love America. They love their own views. And they do love to be able to support the charities and so on. So it's an easy message.
It is an easy message, and it's a really good one, because, you know, America, we need to all take pride in this country that we live in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad news and bad press out there, but there's, you know, it's still the greatest country in the world, and we have to, you know.
It really is true. It's time to put a little positive spin on America. We need a little joy. And that reminds me about Salsa Night. It's back. Saturday, the 18th of July, which is just a couple days away, 4 to 10 o'clock on Main Street in Flemington. Food, dancing, vendors, community, brought to you by the 100 Hispanos of 100 Helpline, a fundraiser supporting programs and services of 100 Helpline. So they're having this. ShopRite's a wonderful sponsor, along with Jake's and Unity Bank, of course.
It's a really great event. I've been to it, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of dancing in the streets.
Sounds like fun. All right, well, we're at the end of our show right now, Colleen. Is there anything else you want to say to everybody, since we hardly ever get to see you in here? So glad to have you.
Nope, happy to be here, and, you know, look for all these programs that we have coming up. We're excited about them, and we want to reach out to you and the community. And like we say, do good and good follows.
Perfect words to end on. Have a great week. I'm on vacation next week, going on a cruise. So I really appreciate you listening to our show here on 100 and Chamber Radio, Talented People, Colleen Kelly and Jeannie Murphy. Have a great week.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
some for 20 years or more for nonviolent drug deals.
In far too many cases, the punishment simply does not fit the crime.
Which is why he says momentum's building to change a system that's unfair to minorities, costly, and cruel.
Mass incarceration makes our country worse off, and we need to do something about it.
Obama wants new sentencing and parole rules and a rethink of prison policies, including what he calls the overuse of solitary confinement. Mark Smith at the White House.
Find us online. Our website, usaheadlinenews.com, is where you find us. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Headline News.
Bob Nesmith's website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
While few Iranians celebrated the tentative nuclear deal between Washington and Tehran, it was a time of heartbreak for the wife of one of the Americans being held in Iran. John Clemens has the truth.
Negma Abedini, the wife of American pastor Saeed, was deeply disappointed that the deal with Iran did not include the release of her husband, who has been held in jail in Tehran for almost 3 years. She said she was heartbroken.
Well, I was heartbroken because I've been watching the news like everyone else, checking every hour to see the result of the deal, and I was hoping that if a deal was reached, that somehow my husband's release would be secured. Now, I know that our government had said that they had brought up Saeed's case on the sidelines. I had hoped even on the sidelines they would have secured Saeed's release.
President Obama had told the Abedini family face-to-face that he considered the release of Pastor Saeed a top priority. I'm John Clemens.
The last of Boston's winter nightmare has finally melted away. Mayor Martin Walsh announced Tuesday that Boston's once massive pile of filthy snow has officially dwindled to nothing. The pile accumulated into a 75-foot tower of snow after a record-breaking winter that dumped more than 110 inches on the city. The mound made Bostonians shiver into the summer, but not because of the temperature. It was laden with more than 80 tons of garbage, transforming it into a repulsive trash heap as the snow melted. For USA Headline News, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-60. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Here is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather from Flemington, from Weather Underground. Today, right now in Flemington, 70 degrees. Rain right there. Today is Wednesday, July 15th. Thunderstorms likely this morning, then chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 83. Winds north-northeast of 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening. A low of 58. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. An abundant sunshine and a high of 83. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour for tomorrow. Friday, partly cloudy, 84. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Chance of rain 50%. More scattered thunderstorms and a low of 69 for Saturday night. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy skies. with scattered thunderstorms in the morning. A high of 91. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 40%. And partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Monday. A high of 92. Chance of rain 50%. Temperatures in our area. Well, it's 67 right now in the middle of the county, 70 up in Tewksbury, 69 in Hybrid, 69 in Frenchtown, 67 in Lambertville, 70 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We are the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and County. Well, a bit of a wet day today. Linda Ronstadt's birthday today. Isn't it coincidental? It's so amazing how it happened. I had Lou Pinsker on yesterday talking about the Flemington Area Food Pantry and their concert. It's going to be on Friday on the 17th with Ronstadt Generations. And they are children and grandchildren of Linda Ronstadt. And here it is. It's her birthday today. How about that? A reminder about that concert. Make sure you check that out. Get the tickets there. You're going to be helping out a great service, a great organization, and enjoying a nice concert by using the Stangle stage. How about that? Time for us to look at traffic. Let's find out what's going on with Hunter County roads with the water out there, the precipitation hitting the roads. I'm checking HERTTMA.com. I don't see anything at the moment. It's all quiet out there. That is good. Not even 78 is backed up. Hopefully that's the real case. If we get anything, I'll certainly keep you apprised of it. But drive safe, sound, and smart. That's Good Morning Hunter in Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, what's on for HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We have Diane Lane at 8:40. We go traveling with Diane on Wednesdays. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to have a Best of Good Morning Hunterdon show, Schlack Furniture. I had them on back in 2012. A remarkable gentleman who puts together some amazing furniture in Hunterdon County. So we'll be playing that for you. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's Rich Scuderi. Rich is part of Maven Hill Designs. They have a ribbon cutting going on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So if you'd like to meet Richard and find out all about what he's all about, even Al Ward was talking about him the other day with doing staging for your home when you're trying to sell it, or after you purchase it and would like to have your interior redesigned. Rich Scuderi is all about that. And going out to Hunter Chamber Radio's Facebook page, see if we have any new updates on... No, I don't see anything. So when Richard posts something, I will certainly let you know as well. At 11 o'clock... Well, that's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That's Kim Primatic. She loves kids, teaches kids, and she thinks the kids are under more pressure today than ever before, and so she would like to help us help them as influencers of children. So listen to Raising Conscious Kids Radio at 11. Ruth Altamara Roll is on at noon. She does Counselor's Chat, helping you with relationships, anger management, parenting skills, stress management, all the things that afflict us emotionally and mentally. Hunter's Young Professionals is on from 1 to 2. Gina Lentini comes on talking about how to be an entrepreneur as a 20-something and how all that is affecting them and how the connections between generations is going on. Modern Design Design Dilemma with Richard Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Richard comes back in the studio, and he answers your questions via Facebook, Twitter, and phone calls. So if you have a question about an interior design problem or challenge, Richard Scuderi will answer your questions from 2 to 3. Talented People is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly are keeping you up to date as to up-and-comers that are part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations stable of individuals, and they are public speakers, authors. And last but not least, what is going on in real estate? That's Joe and Tony. They are Weikert Realtors from Clinton, and they are talking everything and anything that has to do with real estate, and they do that from 5 to 6. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 golf classes. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
I got the gummy worm blues. All right. right.
I can't afford to buy shoes.
We have BrandonLux.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Starting off with Rabbit Week starts today.
I'm feeling down on my
magical rabbits, magician rabbits. National Baby Food Week. National Ventriloquism Week. It's a little hard to do that on HuntingChamberRadio.com. National Moth Week will start on the 18th. And you just heard Gummy Worm Blues. Well, that's the reason why it's Gummy Worm Day, if you're interested in that type of candy. National Pet Fire Safety Day. It's St. Swithin's Day. Take Your Poet to Work Day. And Be a Dork Day. There you have it. All five of those available to you. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved. Time to check out Vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Rick Epstein of the Huntington County Democrat reported yesterday something I've been scratching my head about and asking about for quite some time. Why doesn't Raritan Township and Flemington find a way to get together as a municipality, because both would benefit? So Raritan Township may poll residents on a Flemington merger, says this article by Rick Epstein. It says, next Tuesday, the Township Committee will consider a referendum on reuniting Flemington Borough with Raritan Township. But Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner thinks such a referendum should be preceded by a study of what it would look like. The merger has been talked about for years, says Raritan Township Mayor Craig O'Brien, but we're never asked the voters what they think. So he believes that a non-binding referendum could be the way to start the conversation. But this isn't just his issue, he said. The other committee members have expressed interest in the idea. The township surrounds the borough, which was carved out in 1910. The ballot would ask Raritan residents if the township should work with Flemington Borough to determine if a consolidation is feasible. Mayor O'Brien said, quote, our kids go to school together, we go to the same churches, play on the same sports teams, our lives and our towns are interconnected on so many levels. We're already one town, but with two governments. The township and the borough share a parks and recreation department and a rescue squad. And our partners are in a discounted electricity program, too. But a few years ago, a proposed merger of the municipality's police departments came to nothing. We're taking the first step, said O'Brien. We're asking the people a simple question. Are we one town? And we're hearing their voice on that subject. He said that under state law, municipalities that want a merger must first vote to form a study commission with members from both towns. If that commission recommends consolidation, residents of both municipalities should have to vote in favor of the merger for it to happen. On the Flemington side, Councilman Joey Novick, reacting to the 2011 union of Princeton Borough and Princeton Township, has suggested that a reunification study be done, and borough resident Rich Higgins has reportedly stated at recent public meetings that borough and township should be one municipality. But we have not really had much discussion of that among ourselves in Flemington or with Raritan officials, said Mayor Greiner. Elected officials should be able to say to the citizens, here's what we think would be in it for you, for us, if we did this, and be able to lay out what we think it would look like so the people can have a basis for considering the question, he said. And there is probably not enough time between now and November to put that information together. He is afraid that people will assume that a bigger municipality would benefit from economies of scale. But the facts don't bear that out. Bigger cities do not prove to have less cost per capita. Tuesday's Township Committee meeting will take place at 7 p.m. in the municipality, in the municipal building at 1 Municipal Drive, which is in Flemington. It's a great idea. I'm glad it's being at least bantered around, and I also am really happy that the two governments pose the question as objectively. They're not worried about their own roles. They're not worried about their own leadership responsibilities. They're looking at it from the whole point of view, and It would be interesting to see what that study is. But why not ask that question? It doesn't really hurt much. See what the opinion is. And then if that leads to the next step, which is to do some type of feasibility study, so be it. Great stuff. Let's see what happens. That's vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac for July 15th has Tristan Wilds. She's 26 in 90210. Devil's Due. Amy Carrero is 27. From Osprey, Myra Leaf is 29. Precious. Stephanie Andujar is 29. Singer and actress Laura Ciotti is 33. Chicago Fire Taylor Kinney is 34. Go On Laura Benanti, 36. From Vikings Travis Fimmel is 36. The Room Greg Sestero is 37. Once Upon a Time Lana Parrilla is 38. From Inglourious Basterds Diane Kruger is 39. Magic Mike Gabriel Iglesias is 39. Beverly Hills 90210. Brian Austin Green is 42. Scandal Scott Foley is 43. From Community, actor Jim Rash is 44. Girlfriends, Reginald C. Hayes, 46. The Passion of the Christ, Rosalinda Celentano is 47. Malcolm and Eddie Griffin is 47. TV producer, host of Mythbusters, Adam Savage is 48 today. Star Trek Into Darkness, Amanda Foreman's 49. U.S. Marshals, Irene Jacobs, 49. Young and the Restless, Christoph St. John is 49. 51st birthday of Sherry Headley from Coming to America. Bridget Nielsen's 52. Rocky IV. Gods and Monsters, Lolita Davidovich is 54. Platoon's Forrest Whitaker, 54. Model and actress and Holy Man and TV show host, She's Got That Look, Kim Alexis, 55. Charles in Charge, Willie Ames, 55. Bridget Jones' Diary, Celia Imrie is 63. Lost's Terry O'Quinn, 63. Former pro wrestler Jesse Ventura, also the former Minnesota governor, is 64 today. Huffington Post founder Arianna Huffington is 65. Linda Ronstadt, 69. Actor in Jaws, Jeffrey Kramer, 70. R&B singer, Millie Jackson, 71. Jan Michael Vincent, 71, from Airwolf. Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger. Patrick Wayne is...
Well, everybody, welcome and good evening. It's exactly almost 5 o'clock. It's 4:59, and I'm Joe Eggert. This is the Tony and Joe Show, minus Uncle Tony. Tony Page, my good friend, is out and about, and he's getting ready to make a big move. Sold his house. He should. He's a realtor. And he's out there now moving, and he says, I can't make it. But we are blessed in the studio. We have two gracious guests. One of them who was here once before, you might know her as my lovely wife. Adele is here, and my realtor partner, Adele Eggert's here. There she
Tony,
is.
Tony, don't worry. I won't do this for too many times.
Wait a minute. This might work out. Yeah, well, Tony, you stay where you are. I mean, I think I got to say this for 30-something years, so she's much nicer to look at than you. Don't take that wrong. And then we have in here a very interesting guest, which I think is going to be a great show. George, how do you pronounce your last name?
Stayuso.
Say that again.
Stayuso.
Says you. Now, George is a certified real estate appraiser. Now, this is a very good subject for the real estate show because, you know, in the process, we talked many times about the process of selling a home and buying a home. And we talked about the inspections and what we need to do that. We talked about getting a mortgage. And then we always said, okay, down the road is now the lender sends out an appraiser. And he or she comes in, inspects your house, and they derive a value and put a value on it. And sometimes it's over